So Pittsburgh is known as a city for its rivers. Not just the Monongahela and the Allegheny and Ohio, but also the Youghiogheny. Clarion River, not too far from here. And over the past decade or so, we've really started to make more use of our rivers for recreation and fitness. And I'm really pleased that we have some folks from Three Rivers Rowing with us today. And I'm going to begin with Steve McCarthy. If you can just sort of explain the group. Are you known as the Junior Rowing Association or the Rowing Association?
So Three Rivers Rowing Association has programs that serve everyone from fourth grade all the way to mid-80s, essentially.
Wow.
We have programs for youth over the summer, and we have master's teams for anyone over the age of 26 until as long as they want to compete. The group that we have in here today is are members of our junior rowing team. We're actually gearing up for our biggest competitive race of the year next weekend. We'll be traveling to Cincinnati to race in the Midwest Junior Rowing Championship.
That's pretty exciting. So you'll be on another part of the Ohio as you head there. I've heard that there aren't as many access points to the river in Cincinnati as we have in Pittsburgh. Do you know offhand? I don't want to throw you may not know that answer, but I was surprised to hear that fairly recently.
There are several there. I know that the biggest club in Cincinnati is the Cincinnati Junior Rowing Club, and they practice at a boathouse that rows on the Ohio River there.
It's probably changed a bit. A fellow was mentioning to me during his childhood, he went to Cincinnati and he was astonished at how disconnected he felt from the river during his childhood. Well, let's meet some of the folks with you, and why don't we start, we'll sort of go from left to right. If you could just tell us your name and maybe where you go to school and a little bit about yourself.
I'm Jessica Fabian. I go to Shaler Area High School. I'm a junior in high school, and this is my fifth year rowing.
Wow. What got you interested in starting?
My friend actually, I think it was in seventh grade, asked me, hey, come down to the boathouse for a day. So I went with her, and I came back year after year after that.
Yeah, you don't live, I would imagine, very far, right?
Yeah.
Shaler's right up the hill. Any shout-outs you'd like to give or hellos?
Shout-out to my mom and dad and the team. We just recently had one of our teammates, Clint, had surgery, so shout-out to him and just getting better.
I'm glad. Let's meet who is on your left. Hello.
Hi, my name is Heather Walter. I'm a sophomore at North Hills High School. And I started rowing about a year ago. I've been rowing just over a year now, and I've absolutely fell in love with the sport. It's so much fun. So,
that's nice to meet you. Any shout outs at all for you?
Just like to say hi to the team. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are listening. So, hey guys.
I hope so. It's great to have you tuned in. And by the way, if you want to send a comment, 412-200-5975, you can text us 412-200-5975. And now it's time to meet you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Claire Marshallick. I'm a senior at North Hills High School, and I started rowing about 3 years ago.
And what got you interested?
I was actually watching the Olympics at the time, the London Olympics, and my orthodontist told me I looked like a rower, so I decided to start rowing.
Interesting. He didn't base it on your teeth, I guess. He just thought, well, that's it's a good way to get interested one way or another. Any hellos you'd like to pass out?
Again, to the team, probably because I'm sure a lot of them are listening, so... Hey,
excellent.
Guys.
And let's meet the final person that's here. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sydney Bixel. I'm a senior at Quaker Valley High School, and this is going to be my fifth and final year rowing for Three Rivers.
Now, I'd kind of like to turn it over to you four, if I could. We'll pivot this microphone over. And can you just talk a little bit about getting into rowing and getting started and sort of maybe what some of the difficulties were or maybe misperceptions that you had. I'll just let you kind of carry the conversation because there's a lot of people listening, kids as well as adults that have probably never been on the rivers that would just love to know a little bit more, and you're better equipped to talk through that than I am. So I'll turn it right over to you. Would anyone like to jump in and start?
I'll start by saying that I feel a lot of people think they need experience on the water or with rowing, and that's not true because I came into it totally blind. I watched the Olympics, and that was it. And Three Rivers is really good at starting from the beginning and teaching you the basics and then getting more advanced, and it's pretty awesome how they're able to teach kids any age and adults any age just how to row, get in a boat and start rowing.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Since I recently just started rowing, I had no idea what I was doing at all, and here I am a little bit over a year in, and I feel like I've gained so much from it, and I know like a lot about rowing now. So
yeah, when I first came in, I thought it was canoeing, like a lot of people think it is. And my first experience with it was at Head of the Ohio, which is the race that we host here in Pittsburgh. And I went out in a dragon boat, and I was like, oh, man, this is what rowing is. I want to do it. Turns out to be a lot different, but also a lot more fun.
Yeah, rowing is definitely not like any other sport. If you can't throw or catch a ball or aren't hand-eye coordinated like myself, rowing is just a unique sport that just the team dynamics is just a great, just great thing.
Now, it's interesting. I immediately thought about canoeing, and this is more of a crew team, right? Yes. Can anybody describe the team dynamics and how that works? Because some people might be thinking canoe as well, but this is just like a college crew team or an Olympic crew team.
I think a lot of people are under the misconception that we use our arms a lot. It's the whole body. You start with your legs. It's mostly legs, actually, and then a lot of core and your back muscles, and it's all the muscles of your body.
How do your legs get involved?
The seats in the boat are actually on a track, and there's wheels on the seats, and it slides. So it's almost like you're squatting the whole time.
Yeah, horizontal squatting.
Yes.
That would get you really sore, I would think. How do you train to be good at this?
We definitely have a lot of time on the water in the fall and in the spring, and then during the winter we do a lot of indoor training on machines that are called ergs, and so it's basically an indoor rowing machine where you can sort of hone the skill of getting strong but also practicing technique.
Yeah. We do a lot of lifting in the winter too, just to keep up with the strength and make sure we're still using all those muscles.
Now, they're probably guys' teams, too. Are there mixed teams, or are they typically all women or all men?
We have a guys' squad. So, like, there's the girls' squad and the guys' squad. So, I mean, we're all one big team, but usually during racing season, we always have the guys in the guys' boats and girls in girls' boats.
Now, the person who kind of it's eight on a team, is that right? How many people are on a typical rowing team? Nine, I guess. Or you've got the coxswain and then rowers, right?
Yeah.
How many people would typically be rowing?
There's eight boats, there's four boats, and then there's all kinds of different smaller boats, but we mainly race eights and fours with a coxswain who makes five and a coxswain who makes nine.
Okay, and are any of you coxswains? Who serves in that role, and what are the qualifications to be that person?
Usually they're pretty short. Pretty short. You got a small space for them to fit in. They're also pretty loud people, and they're really good at taking control of situations and making sure that we're all safe on the water and safe on land and know what we're doing all the time.
And does it help if that person is an experienced rower? I would think they'd have to be. To be giving you commands and directions, they'd have to have some empathy for what a rower is doing.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the person. I know that my friend Jane Merriman, shout out Jane, she started out as a rower, and then she sort of got into coxing, and she sort of knew just a little bit what the stroke was and then learned over the years just how it's supposed to look and how it's supposed to feel in a boat.
I want to ask each of you a question, but I'm going to turn back to Steve first. But I'm curious how rowing has changed you as a person. What changes in your personality or your outlook on life maybe have happened as a result? So think about that for a minute while I turn to Steve and ask, is there anything new coming up or any opportunities for kids to get involved?
Yes, so our summer program, we offer different levels of rowing for anyone from that 4th to 12th grade range. We have intro to rowing and learn to row camps that are 1 week long and available to anybody from 4th to 12th grade, no matter what school, no matter how much experience they have. And we also offer some summer sculling camps for the more experienced rowers that are also in high school. And again, that's available to anyone that's rowed for at least a season. We offer several learn to row days for anyone that of any age that wants to get into rowing or learn a little bit more about it, get into a boat at any point. We offer two of those over the summer. But the best way for people to get involved is by attending learn to row camps that we offer at Three Rivers.
And do you offer camps just for people that want to learn how to boat, maybe not as part of a team, but just to row or canoe, or is that sort of beyond the scope?
So our scope focuses mostly just on rowing, the singular sport of rowing, and we do offer private sculling lessons for people that want to learn on their own and develop skills in that way.
Excellent. Thanks. And let me turn, and I don't want to put any of you on the spot, but it just seems to me that after you do an activity like this, it must change you in some sort of way. Any thoughts about that at all?
It changed me, like, physically, obviously, because I've gained a ton of muscle since I started. I was a little twig when I started. I mean, I'm still pretty small now, but I've gained a lot of muscle, definitely. And I think because of rowing, I've realized my goals. I know that I definitely want to be a successful rower and want to keep up with the sport. But I also have, like, sat down and just realized, like, to do that, I got to get into a good college. And so I've kept up my GPA. Last semester, I finished with a 4.0. So that was probably definitely because of rowing. I just have to stay focused on school and rowing. But I don't mind it at all because I love the sport. So it's a lot of fun.
Any other thoughts about that?
I mean, well, at least for me, it definitely got me more focused because it, I guess, forced you into a schedule because our practices wouldn't not right after school, but it's from 4 to 6:30. So that in that time period, you really have to focus on practice, and then everything after is time management of schoolwork, eating, sleeping. And before rowing, I really didn't have a schedule, and I think it really got me organized and more focused on, like, my goals, like Heather said. So
that's a great observation. Any others?
Rowing really taught me how to understand the meaning of teamwork and working as an individual, because rowing, I feel, is one of the most team-oriented sports out there, and you rely on every other person on your team and rely a lot on yourself, and it's very, I've grown a lot of mental and physical strength throughout the sport, and it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've definitely grown more mentally tough as well as physically tough. Coming into it, I was like playing every single sport known to man, and I didn't like any single one of them. So getting into rowing and sort of getting into the swing of things and finding my passion in it has definitely been so helpful to me as a person and as a rower. And going into schoolwork and going into college and going into all these different stages of my life, I know that all the things that I've learned either from the team or from the sport has helped me grow.
Well, it's been great to have all four of you here, Steve, as well. And thank you. I think you've been inspirational to a lot of people, and I'll bet you might encourage some people to take up rowing or at least to consider getting more active on waters in their area. Anybody have anything else they might have meant to say and didn't get a chance to? I always like to check, Steve.
I think all of them did a really good job explaining all the things that they can get out of rowing. It's amazing for me to see people over the for some 5, for some 6 years that they're a part of our team, are really able to grow and mature as people and grow and mature as athletes. And that's probably the most fun part as a coach, is to see how much people can change over those 5 years and how much they can grow and develop over those years. And I know that a lot of that is due to how the kids all treat each other on the team. They're probably the biggest reason that our team is successful, is just the way that they interact with each other and support each other.
Well, congratulations to all of you and your teammates. And the website for Three Rivers Rowing?
It's just threeriversrowing.org.
That's easy. And yeah. Thanks for being with us. I know Saturdays are probably a busy day for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.